Despite championships in the early 60s, the racial factor was beginning to hurt Alabama's stature. Bryant's team finished the 1966 season unbeaten and untied, yet placed third in the polls. The nation was simply not going to reward an all-white team that had become the flagship for segregation. By the late 1960s, the Crimson Tide was turning, and after a subpar 69 season, they were no longer reminiscent of a championship team.
In 69, there were people calling for his resignation. He said the game had passed him by. It was time for Coach Bryant to go.
We knew we had to get bigger, stronger, faster players. And a large majority of the bigger, stronger, faster players were black.
We did have an African-American on the team, but he was a freshman and didn't dress. Wilbur Jackson. I think it was coming, and Coach Bryant was, you know, allowing it to happen slowly.
It was finally time for Bryant to make his move, to convince people that in order to start winning again, Alabama was going to have to fully commit to integration. But to do so, he needed to set an example.